For me, how I see it is that you know, how you challenge these fears or respond, and it's also quite clearly evident in Afian's style of writing is humor. Mm. How has humor helped here in this? And also, you know, whether it actually checks on self-censorship, or in fact, it may actually support self-censorship even further.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, you know, it is. It has a lot of comic elements, lah, in the piece. You know, it's a very. I mean, she is a very funny character. Okay. She, as in Maslinda, the main character, Maslinda. Okay. She's a very funny character. You know, and in the way Alfian writes, also in the way he hides all this, you know, layering is through comedy. Yeah, but so again, my first draft was actually to kind of blow up this whole comic timing, and you know, and make it huge, like make it big, you know, larger than life. Then again, you know, like I asked myself, you know, what will the audience get by doing that? Okay, they may laugh and laugh and laugh, but they will not understand the piece, or they will not get, actually, like, you know, they will not feel for this Maslinda. So along the way, I started to change, and I make it so I told the actors that, you know, the lines are funny, but you don't have to make it funny. Stay true to your character, don't overplay it, because it's important that the audience get what you're saying. You know, no point in the audience laughing, but they don't know. I told them that every audience need to feel for this Maslinda, okay? Not just because she is funny and, you know, she's bubbly and funny and, oh, so lovable, but, you know, because even in the play, later on, she needs to transform herself, lah, to a character that is more serious and all that, just before her escape, you see, at the end. And if the audience doesn't follow that journey or transformation, and then in the end, when she becomes very serious, the audience will not buy it. The audience will still laugh, you see, because you think, like, oh, you know. So that's why in this piece, I focus really, really, really a lot on each character. So I do a track, you know, a graph of how the character should behave at this point, at this point, at this point, you know, especially for Maslinda, you know, because she's so watchable, and every words come out from her mouth will, like, you know, will make people laugh. So I always tell Najib to tone down, and, you know, and let the words, you know, be funny, and people will laugh, you know, and things like that. So when he gradually transform into someone who is very serious at the end, right, we will follow her, and we will believe her, you see. Yeah.